time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Oh, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. Oh, with his manna he does feed and supplies our every need. Oh, it's sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Oh, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, disobeying Christ's command. For the master called unto them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Cause he satisfies the hungry every time. Oh, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. The hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will, all of us, oh, it will be a glorious sight. All the saints and spotless fight. Jesus' name will be eternally. Oh, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. The hungry calleth now, come and dine. Clap it to him. Amen. Let's hear an amen tonight. One more time. Oh, come and dine, my master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. The Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven, who's gonna be there? Now it will be a glorious sight. All the saints and spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Oh, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. You fed the multitude, turn the water. One more time, really sing it to him.
You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
Praise the name of the Lord. Happier in that. Oh, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm excited. It's the original life, the original seed, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seals is unveiled. The original lie. Amen. The original lie. The original seed. The spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seals.
original sin. Sing it again. Oh, the original life, the original sin, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seals is a new. Tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We are part of that original life.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Oh. Amen. We're a part of that original life. The original seed, the spoken word, is all I need. Amen. The Son of Man has been revealed. Thank you. Billions of people in the earth tonight, and we know
Amen.
We're the ones that have that revelation.
Amen.
We want to welcome everybody tonight. How many strangers do we have? None of you are strangers. How about special guests or just visitors tonight? God bless you. God bless you. They're from the Philippines. Stand up. We're happy to have you all on the hookup tonight. Once again, of what's happening, we had a red letter day. Who enjoyed the red letter day last Sunday? Oh. Oh, man.
Amen.
We're going to have another one tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I hope you come prepared because, oh my goodness. Once again, I'm shaking all over because I'm so excited. I'm nervous. Who's thankful to be a part of the great revelation that we are part of the invisible union of the Bride of Christ? Oh, isn't that wonderful? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, someone might ask, is if you have such a great red letter day last week, and you have them, you say them, you have them all the time. Who is your speaker? Who talks to you people? Who does it? I'm going to tell you right now who it is. Lord God Elohim, standing there in human flesh, showing that he would so anoint his church in the last days, it'll be God working in human flesh again. Amen. Oh, that's a double barrel and a heavy load. I love it. Well, what in the world does he tell you people? I'm going to let him go on to tell you. We've got the revelation in the last days for the message of the Lord God to gather his bride together. And no matter what other age has been promised, it's promised in this age to us.
Amen.
Never before. Amen. Never before has it been possible until this age. We can't even express that. This age, this time, this minute, this group of people, right now, right this very second, we're it. That doesn't do something for you. I don't know. We're not children no more. We have been learning
Amen.
To accept who we are
Amen.
Because he is showing us that faith revelation.
Amen.
He said it was faith is that revelation. And what is that great revelation?
who God sent in this end time. That's what the bride recognized who it is. And he says, only that faith revelation can only be accomplished one way.
Yes, sir.
Hearing these tapes.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Isn't it nice to be in the perfect will of the Lord? Oh, that is so nice. Praise the name of the Lord. Maybe there's nothing greater than that. And it is. And it is. Well, we have an, yes, he's the Holy Spirit. He anoints and he does it. But there's no greater anointing than when it comes off from the voice of God himself. Speaking to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's the greatest anointing there is.
Amen.
We're going to learn all about that tonight.
Amen.
We already know that, but he's been preparing us. He's been preparing the ground, the soil. You know how it is? Has any of you gardened? You've ever gardened? Well, you just can't go out and take that seed and you can't throw it in the ground with all the grass and everything. It'll die. It won't grow. You got to dig it up. You got to till it up. You got to get all the weeds out. You got to get it all prepared. And the more a real good gardener, the more that he works and gets that ground all and everything else. When you put that seed in the ground, and when the sun comes out and hits it, and a little Holy Spirit comes out and waters it, boom, it goes right up. And that's exactly what the Lord has been doing with us. He has been preparing the ground. He has been getting the bedding grounds right. And that prophet is going to tell us all about that tonight. What that bedding ground is down in our hearts, our souls, our mind. Something's fixing to take place tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Important is he's been revealing to us who he is. Brother Branham always says that's the biggest stumbling block that there is. The flesh always gets in the way. We know who we worship. Elohim. That's who we worship. Elohim. Not the flesh, but the spirit. But God chose that vessel to bring it in. He's the one that chose that one to bring this word in the end time. What has he told us? The very characteristics of that man that he brought it so that we would recognize there he is. Like we've said many times, I feel glad that I'm in the company with John. John fell down to worship somebody because he thought it was God himself. It was so much like God himself. And we don't fall down and worship, but the God that was in him, we do. But that very message that he brought, that very Elohim, the next step is then we recognize who we are. Who's recognized who we are? Amen. That's the next key. We are the children of Abraham. He says, now, not after Isaac in the flesh, but he said that royal seed of Abraham that was right after Jesus Christ. That's who the bride of Jesus Christ is. And he says, once that you recognize that, that will bring what we have to have.
Amen.
Rapturing in faith.
Amen.
Who's ready for the rapture?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. He said, it's the spoken word has been planted. It's been planted in our hearts that we believe it. And by this word, it's setting in the presence of the Son and it's being ripened. Is that when you listen into those tapes and those messages and we see in God's great plan that is in all these years, that seed's always been there. Amen?
Amen.
It's always been that word's always been there. But now, that Son is maturing us. And the more we hear that word, the more he's talking to us, the more that he tells us, we really recognize who we are. We're not the stalk. We're not the husk. We're the seed. We're the bride seed. He says that it is and comes into full maturity. And he said that's not in Pentecost. It's not down through them. It couldn't happen until this day. And that bride recognizes exactly who they are. You know, you thought last Sunday was wonderful. It was.
Amen.
Wait until tonight.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. He's going to take our faith that he has given to us. Do you remember months ago what that prophet told us? He said, I give you what faith I have.
Amen.
I took it.
Amen.
I took it. It's mine.
Amen.
Elohim told me, I'm going to give it to you.
Amen.
Oh, that does a lot for my bedding grounds. Now we're going to take what he said and he give to us and what revelation he's been revealing to us that we know now more than ever before exactly who that we are. And we're going to combine that faith together tonight.
Amen.
And we're going to put it together and put it in that bedding grounds. Are you ready for it?
Amen.
If you've come ready for it tonight, if that bedding grounds is really ready for it tonight, there's going to be such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's going to happen.
Amen.
There's something that's going to happen. He's going to tell you. The prophet of God said that there's something that you've got to do. Listen to him. He says, sorry. He says that when it is that, he says, I want you to do something. And that is, we have to build up our faith that it is. He says, we keep holding on to that promise. We got to keep believing and holding on to it. And he says that it even takes God. He is the one that's got to give us the faith that we have. We can't even do it with inside of ourselves. He's the one that has to do it. Because he promised it in this age. He said, you hold on. Now he says tonight, he says in that end time, he says, you know how it was the anointed ones in the end time.
Yeah.
He says they saw it in the scripture. They looked at it. They seen it. But he says they couldn't accept it. They couldn't believe it. He says that they couldn't accept what it is. But he said the bride of Jesus Christ, we accept it.
Amen.
We believe it. Amen. We understand it. And that is the revelation that 'll put it into action. Let me read you what he wants us to do. He says, I want you to do something now. He says, work on that pulsation.
Amen.
Amen. He said, that spur of the moment, like Joshua did, like Mary Magdalene and all those. Just in the moment when something is revealed to you, grab it.
Amen.
Hold on to it, and he'll reveal it to you. Amen.
Amen.
So when you feel it tonight, when that seed hits that bedding ground tonight, he said, grab it. Hold on to it. Believe it with all your heart that it is for you. Are you listening?
Amen.
Are you believing?
Amen.
Are you going to do it?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, we are fearless. And then, oh, man.
Amen.
We should be the most fearless people. Nothing can happen to us unless Father tells us it can happen. Nothing. The footsteps of the righteous are predestinated of God. I'm a son of God. Nothing can happen. Brother asked me, he goes, are you afraid somebody to come in? Maybe you should have your deacons back here carry guns. I said, somebody walk in with an AK-47, they point at me and go, bing, 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 bing. I'm surrounded by the pillar of fire. How about you?
Hey.
Praise the name of the Lord. What a feeling. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is going to anoint your faith tonight. This is a faith message for the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
If you got cancer, there's people out here, I see one right there, Brother Jones, they tell him he's got cancer. You know what? Tonight, you can be healed. No matter, you got sickness,
Amen.
You got something to matter, you got nervousness, you got something to matter, some kind of physical illness, and there's others that's out there, the doctors that said you got cancer. Tonight is your night.
Amen.
Tonight's your night. No matter what your sickness is, no matter what your problems is, no matter what afflicts you, don't matter what you got, tonight is your night. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you'll let that seed go into the bedding ground of your heart, it will come to pass. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the name. You need the Holy Ghost? You can get it tonight. You need a refreshing of the Holy Spirit? You can get it tonight. The world bothering you? You tempted by the world? Young people, you got problems? You want to get rid of it? Tonight's the night. If you'll believe it, if you'll believe it, we believe it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. You sisters, they're waiting for babies. This message is for you. You can have it tonight. That seed go in your heart and to believe it with all your heart. I know that there's many young girls around here that are waiting for that. Oh, my goodness. This message is all about that. It's all about showing faith in action. We have a leader. That prophet of God was a leader for these people. He was. The life he lived and what he did, his very testimony. But it was God, and he shows us, put that faith into action. Work is, we got to put that faith in action. He said, that's what the work is. We got to do the actions. Act like we're healed. We are healed. There's no doubt about it. Everything, we've got it. We have the revelation. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Oh, my goodness. Now, Satan, he's going to try to tell you that it's impossible. Amen. It can't happen. It can't happen. The doctor says, you're going to die. That's what the doctor says. Doctor says, you sisters, you can't have a baby. He might even say, you don't even have a womb. That means zero. That means nothing. Amen. It means nothing. Praise the name of the Lord. She's going to tell you that you don't have the faith to believe it. Have you ever had that one? Oh, man, if you didn't raise your hand, I'm sorry. He tells me I don't have the faith to accept it. You don't have the faith. I keep looking at myself. I just got to look to him. Amen. It's already done. Amen. And that anointing is going to be coming around this building tonight. It's right here, right now. Amen. He's right here, right now, coming around this building, right now. Amen. Grab it. Just grab it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. But that's his trick, is to tell us those things all the time, that it isn't, that you don't. You listen to the doctors, and it's powerful. It's like Brother Branham said, he hands you the rattlesnakes. It's got your name on it. It's got it. The symptoms, it's like, no, the symptoms are there. It has nothing to do with it. When that's anchored in your heart, it's just like Satan tries to tell you. We just apply it in the wrong places sometimes. Satan tries to tell you, oh, you're not a son of God. You might as well go away, devil. I know I'm a son of God. Oh, you're not a predestinated seed. I am a predestinated seed of God. But you make mistakes. I'm still a predestinated seed. Justified. Amen. Justified, predestinated seed of God. Not just a predestinated seed, a justified one. I never did it. You never did it. Let me ask you something. Who believes they're the bride of Jesus Christ? Amen. Praise the Lord. Who believes their names are written on the Lamb's Book of Life? Amen. Not the Book of Life, the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. The God that saved your soul. He said it was the God to give you that spiritual revelation. The God that placed that wedding band upon you before the foundation of the world, that same God will give you the desire of your heart tonight. Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let that faith revelation, drop into your heart. The prophet, listen to what he says. Do you know what Elohim is going to pray for you tonight? You know, we think natural and think, man, if I was just in one of Brother Branham's meetings. You are. You are in Brother Branham's meetings. If I was just in a prayer line and he could pray for me, he is going to pray for you. He tells them people tonight on the stretcher. He said, you got a prayer card? He says, no, we don't got one. You don't need it. We don't need a prayer cloth. We want that faith to go into the bedding ground of our heart tonight. And he says a little prayer. There's so much that this messenger tells us tonight, and we're going to catch him because that's the bride, that love story. He's talking to his bride. He's telling us who we are, who he is, what he is here for. He's condemning the world for not recognizing who God was in this day, not receiving this message. But to the bride, it's joy. It's everlasting life. It's healing. It's deliverance. It's babies. It's whatever we have need of. It's right there. Just that seed goes in. Lord, I just want to relax myself. He's got to give it to us. He's got to give it to us. Lord, give it to us tonight. We are the ones that he give it to. It's there. The last thing he said, this is the hour. Amen. This is the hour. I believe those words were spoken for tonight. If you believe that, this is the hour. This is the time. This is the day. This is the season. Everything happens in a time, a day, and a season. We're in his season. What did he say? I hear the combine's coming. We're there. The bride accepts this word. He said there was a bride. We are that bride. I love saying that. I love saying that I'm the bride. It just defeats Satan so much. And it lifts my spirits up so high. And to look out and see, you're the bride. You're the bride of Jesus Christ. You're the ones that accept this word and believe this word. You're the ones that's got the bedding grounds of faith, the bedding grounds of faith in your heart to believe this word, to put it into action. Yes, make it tonight. Amen. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Let us just bow our heads. What a night. What a day that we're living in. praise the name of the Lord, to think that Father knew before the foundation of the world we would be here. The bedding grounds would be right in our hearts, in our souls, to accept that word. For us to realize that bride, it had to be sitting in the presence of the Son, in this word, maturing. Only the message can do that. Only that message can bring us together. Only that message can give us rapturing in faith. It can give us, it's everything. It's the Alpha, it's the Omega, it's the beginning, it's the end, it's everything. God loves to give good gifts. He loves, we're His bride. He wants to adore us with beautiful gifts. And whatever you have need of is a gift that He can give you tonight. Do you believe that, church?
Amen.
From the depths of your heart right now, look at your heart. Lord, I believe that with all my heart, Lord. Plant that faith. Open up my eyes, my heart, my ears. And let that seed fall deep into my heart tonight, Lord Jesus. Whatever's not becoming unto you, take it away, Lord Jesus. I just want to be just like you. I want to be just like you, Lord Jesus. If I got a little temper, if I've got a little whatever it is, take it away, Lord. But Lord, help my faith tonight. And we're going to pray for one another. And that prophet tells us, lay hands on one another right now. He's right here, right now. And He is.
Amen.
Listen closely. You'll hear Him calling your name. Amen. He's here to give you the desire of your heart. Don't try to work up something. Just relax and take it in. Because He's just here to give it to you. Just relax me, Lord. Let me believe it, Lord Jesus. Because you're going to meet every request tonight. That Holy Spirit's going to come through this building and in and out of the aisles and up and down. You that's listening in, He's in your home, in your cars, in your hospital. He's the same Almighty God, the same voice of God, uniting the bride of Jesus Christ together, giving them the faith that they need, that rapturing in faith that they need. To get out of here. We believe it, Lord Jesus.
Oh, He is here. Hallelujah. He is here.
Time and He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. His name again.
Father, thank you so much for your presence here tonight. We just want to love you more and more, Lord. How great thou art, Lord. Lord, thank you so much for your word. And you sent your word through your prophet, Lord. We believe your prophet, Lord. We're resting on every word of it, Lord. As Paul Rader said so many times, he's got on that log. He says, I'm riding on it. Amen. The bride of Christ, Lord, we're riding on every word that prophet said. It's the word of the Lord. This message and messenger, Lord, is preparing a bride to get ready. It's giving us a faith like we've never had before. It's carrying us on eagle's wings, Lord, to that great homecoming, that wedding supper, Lord. Hallelujah. We're so happy, Lord. We're under great anticipations, Lord. It's because your word said it. And we see it happening, Lord. We do see what you've done for us. We thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. But, Lord, we see what you're doing right now. Right now, this very night, Lord. We see it with all our heart, Lord. And we say thank you, Lord. We invite you, Lord. Just come and have the preeminence, Lord, now. As our brother Joseph said so many times tonight, just to relax and just accept that word. And when that pulsation strikes, Lord, just accept it. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for everything. You're everything to us. Lord, we just want to be completely yielded, Lord. We just want to be completely thinking your thoughts, walking your walk, talking your talk, Lord. Lord, completely yielded, Lord, to where every person we come in contact, they feel the presence of Jesus Christ. And they see the atmosphere, Lord, that we're living in, Lord. Oh, God, that influence goes forth, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you so much. And I was just thinking, Lord, before service and all, that Mary, when that angel came to her, she didn't feel a thing. But that angel told her she was going to have a baby. And she said, be it unto me according unto thy word. Lord, you sent a seventh angel messenger. Be it unto me according to your word. Regardless of what I have need of, or all those that are listening in, or whoever, regardless of what they have need of, you sent them the seventh angel messenger. Lord, be it unto me according unto thy word. We love you, Lord. Bless and be with us now. The further part of this service, we just commit our lives, all these prayer requests unto you. And Lord, we want to say thank you for what you've done for us and for what you are doing for us and for what you will do. We love you, Lord. Thank you so much. We just can't help but believe your prophets, Lord. We just can't help it, Lord. You place something inside of us that says that's nothing but the truth. That's nothing but the truth. That's nothing but the truth. Thank you, Lord, for your prophets. We love you. Bless and be with us now. We love you. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy, I will bless his name. He is here.
God bless you. You may be seated. This time we'll have a baby dedication. So if that family would just come forward now, we'll sing Bring Them In as they come. Amen.
Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring the little ones to Jesus.
The name? Owen Levi.
Owen Levi. Can you say praise the Lord? We can say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Owen Levi. Lord Jesus. Yes. This little love token. Owen Levi, of strife that you've given to this home, Lord Jesus. A little love gift from heaven, Lord. And to think not too many days ago, Lord, his little spirit was in your presence, Lord Jesus. And then you breathed the breath of life into him, Lord, and that spirit entered into this body, Lord.
Yes.
And you've placed him in the hands of his mother and dad to raise him in the admonition of this word, Lord.
Yes.
And Father, they only want the very best for him, Lord.
Amen.
And the very best is you, Lord, in your word. And Father, they've brought him here to place him into my unworthy hands, Lord, to take him before you and to place him into your hands, Lord. That you'll always be with him.
Yes.
You'll watch out after him, Lord. You'll keep him, Lord, and keep your hand up over him. Watch and protect him, Lord.
Yes.
May your angels encamp around about him, Lord Jesus. May you bless this family, Lord, and may they always put you first and your word first in their home. Father, may you always be the invited guest in their home.
Yes.
And Father, may this son of theirs, Lord, be raised up to love you, Lord, and to serve you. And if there is a tomorrow, this word will be burning within his heart, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Father, now we take him and we place him into your hands. And for a life of dedication unto you, Lord, we ask it all in that precious and matchless name, Lord, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen,
amen
and amen.
Amen. Bless you.
Oh, bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Oh, bring them in. Bring them in. Bring the little ones to Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, how many's feeling charged tonight? Amen. Oh my, there's just something about when we get together in one mind and one accord, something good is going to happen and something good is in store. Amen.
Oh, we're together again, just praising the Lord. Oh, we're together again in one accord. Well, something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Oh, we're together again, just praising the Lord. Oh, we're together again in one accord. Well, something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Oh, we're together again, just praising the Lord. Yes, we're together again in one accord. Well, something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord.
Precious Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much that we are together again, Lord. And we are praising your name, Lord. And we're going to receive your word, Lord. We just thank you for that, Lord. Lord, you talked about that eagle, Lord, and I saw that eagle, and I wanted to be like that eagle. That's what I always wanted to be. That's what we all want to be, Lord. We just thank you for that, Lord. I ask you to bless this offering tonight. Thank you for the many blessings that you'll give us tonight. Amen.
Oh, we're together again, just praising the Lord. Oh, we're together again, in one accord. Well, something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising. Just one more time. Oh, we're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. And something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Let's just give him a big hand. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. You know, I'm looking forward to that home beyond where we're going to be forever together. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Well, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. Expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me so many years ago. I know He'll see me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. Lord, heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in the glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drifts back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't stay at home in this world. Third verse, just over in the glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drifts back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? Angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home. Let's clap it to them. Amen. There's no other friend like him. earth again. Oh yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, Satan will be bound 1,000 years, we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years, we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. I am watching for the coming of the glad millennium day, when our blessed Lord shall come and catch his waiting bride away. Oh, my heart is filled with rapture as I labor, watch and pray, for our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back. Amen. Oh, Satan will be bound 1,000 years, we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus comes. First verse, one more time. And I am watching for the coming of the glad millennium day, when our blessed Lord shall come and catch his waiting bride away. For my heart is filled with rapture as I labor, watch and pray, for our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years, we'll have no tempter. Jesus shall come back. Let's clap it to him. Amen.
So charged and cannot wait to get into this message. All the encouraging words that our brother Joseph spoke and how it raised our faith to lay that platform for that prophet to come right out here and plant that seed in that prepared ground. Oh, amen, amen. God can truly do anything, anywhere, at any time for you. Amen. Oh, our God can do anything, anywhere, at any time. God can do anything for you. Our God can do, God can do anything, anything. At any time, God can do anything.
Anywhere, anytime, and that time is now.
Amen.
That time is tonight, Lord Jesus. Let it anchor into our hearts, Lord Jesus. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yes.
We're looking for you to do it for us tonight. You've did it for us, Lord Jesus. It's a done, finished work, Lord. You did it at Calvary. And we're even coming tonight in remembrance of that. How perfect is your word? How perfect is your timing? That communion is healing. You wanted this message to be spoke tonight, Lord, for your bride. How great thou art, Lord Jesus. Oh, let it sink deep in our hearts. Everyone that's listening, everyone that's present, Lord, come, Lord Jesus. Let us worship you. Praise the Lord. We believe. You may be seated. What a privilege and honor it is tonight for us to be sitting together in heavenly places, getting ready to hear the seventh angel messenger bring us a message of faith to the bride of Jesus Christ. To be in a meeting with the seventh angel messenger. Oh, how wonderful you are, God. Thank you for storing the food. So we can hear tonight the voice of God speak to us.
Amen.
To take our faith where it's never been before. And when he comes by, what are you going to do? Grab it.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Branham. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for sending a messenger to call out a bride.
Amen.
We are your bride.
Amen.
Bring us the words of eternal life. Welcome, Brother Branham.
Amen.